الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله جي بيوزا مدني چانل. We're back once again with another new episode of our program, which goes by the name of Repentance. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we try to cover different aspects of repentance and we try to define repentance for our viewers of Madani channel so that they can understand better about repentance and gain better understanding of repentance, as this very element of repentance is very crucial, is very important for our faith, for our iman. And if a person wants to become a complete believer, an accomplished believer, which we all should, and which should be the goal of every single one of us, then this very aspect of repentance need to be fulfilled duly. One needs to repent sincerely, and in order to do so, one of course needs to understand it, that what does it entail to repent wholeheartedly? What does it mean to repent? And this is what we try to bring for you in this program of ours. Today, inshallah azawajal, we'll be talking about different types of sins and how to expiate for them, how to make up for them, and how can we repent for them properly and duly so that our repentance can be accepted in that regard. Before that, as usual, let us first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Again, such a small action, and what a great huge reward that on the day of judgment, when everyone will be worried about only themselves, such a severe day, on that day the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will shake hands with the one who would recite durood upon the prophet alaihi salatu wasalam only 50 times a day. How long does it take to recite durood 50 times a day? Hardly a couple of minutes. Then why waste this opportunity? We all should, including myself, try our utmost to recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can on daily basis, but at least 50 times, with the intention of gaining this honor on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, in our today's episode, as we mentioned earlier, we'll be talking about different types of sins. Remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, that there are three types of sins. You can categorize them into three different categories. Number one, the first type of sins are when a person leaves the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah Almighty has commanded us to offer salah. It is fard upon us. It is obligatory upon us to offer 5 times daily salah. But a person misses his salah, he doesn't offer them. Paying zakah is fard upon us, but a person doesn't pay his zakah. It is fard upon us to fast in the month of Ramadan, but a person misses his fasts, so on and so forth. So these sins, once one misses these kind of obligations, these kinds of commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are obligatory upon us, then they will not be forgiven merely by repenting. Rather, it is necessary for us to expiate for them as well, to make up for them as well. Now, the second type of sins are those which are between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not between the person and any third person. They are only between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, drinking alcohol, listening to music, dealing in interest, etc. Now, being embarrassed over them and firmly intending not to commit those sins again is important. And this will also be sufficient. This will expiate for those sins. This will make those sins forgiven for that person, and it will be deemed as fulfilling the rights of repenting over them. So in the first case, we came to know that the commandments that are obligatory upon us, it is not enough just to repent over them. We need to make up for them. We need to expiate for them. The second type are those sins which are just between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, it is enough for a person to just repent over them. And of course, the repentance needs to include all the condition, all the essentials that we have been covering so far in all our previous episodes. And the most fundamental and integral parts of that repentance will be to be embarrassed over them and firmly intend not to commit those sins again. Now comes the third type of sins, which are the sins between a person and other people. Now these sins are not between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these sins are between a person and other people, meaning the rights of the people when they get violated by a person. Now, when we're talking about this type of sins, then this matter becomes very, very critical and very sensitive. And there are many further types into this. It has many other types within this one type of sins. It at times consists of wealth, at times of life, at times of honor and dignity of a person, at times of someone's family, and at times it is in the matters of giving and taking, etc. There are many other types as well, but these are just a few to highlight them before you. Now, let's today talk about how can we expiate for the rights that we violate for people. This third type of sins we are touching upon today, which are between a person and a person, a person and the people. We're not talking about the first two types of sins today, where it involves the sins which are committed between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are involved. Today, we're talking about the sins that are committed between a person and other people and how to expiate for them. Now, as we mentioned, that this matter is very, very sensitive and very, very critical. Now, let's hear some detail about this and try to get an idea of how sensitive this matter is and how careful we need to stay in this regard. Let's start with violating financial rights of people. Now, this can be in many ways. For example, we carried out any business affairs with someone, we carried out any business transactions with someone, we borrowed some money from someone, or, you know, we are now due to repay our loan. It can be in many forms. So let's categorize this as financial rights. Now, if someone violates someone's financial rights, then it is wajib upon a person to return back the financial dues to the person at any cost. So this is one of the fundamental and foundational principles that need to be abided by when expiating for the violation of this very right. Now, let's say if a person is very poor or destitute and he cannot do so, then this person needs to get this right forgiven from the creditor, the one whom he owes money to. He needs to go to him and get this right forgiven from him. And if, for example, a person cannot do so because of that person passing away, or because the person doesn't know that where that person is now, he cannot find him, then he should do sadaqah of the same amount of money if that person possesses the power of doing so. So this is the next stage, that now you cannot get it forgiven from that person, this right forgiven that person, because that person has either passed away or you do not know that where he is. Then what do you need to do is that you should do sadaqah of the same monetary amount on behalf of that very person if you have the power of doing so. Now comes the third stage, that if you cannot even do this either, then it is important for you to perform as many good deeds as possible and repent in the court of Allah Almighty sincerely and wholeheartedly with extreme humility and humbleness and whilst imploring, so that Allah Almighty makes your creditor pleased with you on the Day of Judgment. This is the final stage, that if none of this is possible from you, then you should increase your pious deeds and you should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, with humility, with humbleness, imploringly, and supplicate for the forgiveness of the creditor to whom you owed this money, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that creditor pleased of you on the Day of Judgment. So these are the stages of expiating for financial rights of someone. Now let's move forward. If, let's say, someone violates the rights of someone in relation to his honor and dignity, how does it happen? That if someone backbites someone, someone slanders someone, he swears at him, then what happens? Now he has violated the right in relation to the dignity and honor of that person. How would he expiate for this very ill doing of his? Now in this case, what he has to do is that it is necessary upon that person that he reveals himself as a liar in front of all those in front of whom that person did that sin. He should reveal himself as a liar in front of all those people in front of whom he slandered him, in front of he backbit him, in front of whom he lied against them. And he should also try his best to apologize to that person, provided that there's no risk of that person fuming up or there's no risk of a discord arising. This is one of the conditions, that if you think there will be a scene created and there will be further issues, there will be a discord, there will be mischief, there will be fight, argument, then of course we should avoid that. But it is necessary for the person to, of course, reveal himself as a liar in front of all those people in front of whom he slandered him, he did his backbiting, or he swore at him. So he should make it clear in front of all those people that I was lying, that was a slander against him, I backbited against him, I lied against him, that was lie which I mentioned to you guys about him, it was all lie. So this is the requirement of expiating for a right if someone violates in relation to someone's honor and dignity. And if, for example, as we touched upon the condition, that if you think that there will be further arguments and there will be a discord, arising of a discord, if you apologize to that person as well, then in this case, of course, one shouldn't go to him, but he should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make abundant repentance for that person, so that Allah Almighty makes that person pleased with you. But this is the last stage, that when you know for sure that there will be another argument arising if you go to him and apologize to him. But the other steps, they will need to be fulfilled, where you'll need to go in front of all those people and you'll need to clarify the situation, that the slander that you accused the other person with, that was a lie. You need to clarify the situation in front of other people. This is very, very important. And this stage where you're talking about, that if you're sure that if you go to him and apologize to him, then he will fume up further, there will be an argument, there will be a discord, then You repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and make abundant of repentance for that person as well, so that Allah Almighty makes him pleased with you on the Day of Judgment. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, also remember the fact that slandering someone, backbiting against someone, it is a major sin. A very, very severe sin. A sin that has also been condemned in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, "And whosoever pursues error and sin then accuses the innocent, so he has certainly carried slander and open transgression." And in the commentary of this verse, that the one who accuses an innocent person, then he slandered and carried out the burden of a very major sin, a very big sin. Now, this verse also implies that accusing and slandering an innocent person is an extremely severe sin, whether it is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. This is how beautiful our Islam is, that it also looks after the rights of non-Muslims, that we are forbidden to slander and backbite against even non-Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who mentioned something of someone which does not exist in him so that he may blemish his character through it, then Allah Almighty will imprison him in hell until he proves what he said to be true. Meaning that he will remain in the punishment for a long period of time. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have established today that when it comes to the rights of people, then it is very critical and important for us to be careful in this regard, as we need to get those sins forgiven by those people whose rights we violate. And then we need to also have the knowledge regarding how to expiate those sins, those rights that we violate for other people. Today, we've just touched upon the rights of people in relation to their financial rights and in relation to their honor and dignity. We found out that in these both cases, we need to ensure that we expiate for them by fulfilling those missed rights. The rights that we have missed, we must ensure that we make up for them. If there were any financial rights violated for them, then we need to make up for that financial loss. Whatever that was, we need to ensure that that loss was repaid. It was made up for. In case it wasn't, then we need to get that right forgiven by the person. If we cannot get that forgiven because the person has passed away or we don't know where he is, then of course we need to do sadaqah the same amount on behalf of that person and repent for him, make repentance for him, dua, forgiveness for him, so that Allah Almighty makes him pleased with you on the Day of Judgment. And when it comes to violating someone's right in relation to his honor and dignity, then we come to know that we need to clarify this issue in front of other people, in front of whom we slandered him, in front of whom we violated his dignity and honor. We need to make it clear in front of them that whatever I mentioned regarding him, it was a slander, it was backbiting, it was a lie, and we need to repent from it. We need to clean his character in front of all those in front of whom we put a stain on his character, in front of whom we soiled his character, in front of whom we blemished his character. We need to clarify the situation for him. And then we need to apologize to that person as well. If, of course, there's not any risk of another argument getting created. If that is the case, then we need to, of course, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, forgiveness for that person, so that on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty make him pleased on our behalf as well, for us as well. So this way, these rights will be forgiven. There are further rights as well when it comes to the rights of people, which inshallah azawajal we will cover in our further episodes. And then we will inshallah azawajal also talk about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Inshallah azawajal, we will be back with another episode in which we will discuss about repentance through different perspectives and angles, and we will try to understand the concept of repentance better. Until then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Forgive me, oh, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, have mercy on me, guide me.